Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Thanksgiving and big meals go hand in hand. If you've got family coming over and you're offering a buffet-style meal, there are some safety tips you'll want to consider before letting everyone dig in. Nebraska Extension Assistant Educator Nancy Urbanik talks about making sure the holiday meal is a safe one.
First couple steps is always making sure that you're washing your hands, making sure that bowls and equipment are all nice, clean, sanitized before you start preparing any of your food. Making sure that if you're handling produce, that you're washing it appropriately and then keeping it cold. The next thing is the temperature. Temperature always plays a key element in keeping food safe, especially in any aspect, whether you're shopping for it, preparing it, storing it, or serving it. Whenever you've got your foods that you've spent all this time cooking and making sure that it's at the right temperature for the product that you're making, you want to make sure that on buffet lines that it's held hot, so you can use slow cookers, chafing dishes, putting out smaller portions and keeping the rest maybe as a backlog in an oven or something in the kitchen, just bringing it out so that it's not at room temperature, but it is above the 135. And then keeping cold foods cold, just like always, you can use nesting bowls in ice bowls. So like serving bowls, putting them into a bowl of ice and replenishing that ice, doing smaller portions of your cold foods and putting those also, holding back cold items and just putting a little bit at a time and using up and then putting the cold, fresh cold out. I saw at a buffet line one time, they had brought something from a grocery store and they took the top of the lid that protected it at the grocery store, filled that with ice, put the veggie tray on top of that, and that's how it was served. So it kept it nice and cold. When we're watching the time for anything that's out at room temperature, what we call the temperature danger zone between 40 and 135, which is at room temperature, basically. So anytime you have anything that's hot or cold out at that temperature and not controlling the temperature of that food, if it's out for 2 hours, then it has to be thrown away because it could be harboring pathogens. Also, if you're not cooking food all the way through and you're setting it and it's sitting at room temperature, that's just another environment that germs can grow and can make you really sick. So making sure that you are temping out the food. So if you're doing something that's a turkey or a poultry or something, you want to make sure it's 165. If you're doing anything ground meat, meatloaf, it's 155. If you are doing anything like fish, you want to make sure that's 145. Anytime you go through a buffet line, you want to make sure you're providing clean utensils, a separate utensil for each thing, not just for food safety, but also maybe for food allergens. If somebody is taking a fish and they're using a tong for a fish and then they put it in with a red meat product that's been cooked and the person comes and says, oh, I can have a meatball, but I can't have the fish because I'm allergic to fish. Well, they don't know there's enough protein on that tongue that could actually make them have an allergic reaction. So making sure that you have a utensil for each thing, making sure that you have, how do I put this at our house? A supply of clean dishes. So if you're washing dishes, I'm sorry for you, but you need to make sure there's a lot of clean dishes available so that they aren't putting, you know, clean or fresh food on a dirty dish because saliva can get onto that serving utensil.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.